the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to the podcast.
We're on.
Take your time.
Sorry.
It's sort of hard to get off holiday mode.
Is it?
Do you have sexual dysfunction?
What a place to pause.
I meant get out. I should have said get out of holiday mode. Okay? And I feel like... Oh, just listen to the show. You'll be able to tell.
Please.
Those two girls.
Good morning.
Sarah, I'm going to kick off. I know you like words.
I do.
Like Donald Trump, you
like
words.
I know. I know words.
Okay, well, I have three new words that relate to the consumption of alcohol that I'd like you to use in your vocabulary. I just came across them and I thought I'd never heard them being used around alcohol.
Are these ye old-fashioned words that have perhaps gone out?
Yes, some of them are.
Some
of them are. Some of them have been taken from other languages. But I'm going to kick off with this one, which I think is rather cute. It is to describe someone who's mildly boozed, so just a bit tipsy, I would say. So you would say, "Oh, I'm feeling a bit jingled."
Oh, that's
isn't that sweet?
Cute, isn't it?
Isn't it cute? Mm. So you just say that, you know that point you've had like one, maybe two drinks and you're feeling a little buzzed, so you're feeling a bit jingled. I thought that was great. Really like this one to describe liquid courage, okay? So if you're feeling bold or courageous under the influence of a drink, you can say that you're pot valiant. He was feeling a bit pot valiant. So a pot obviously being a pot of beer. Okay,
pot. And not pot.
And not pot as in like the drug.
No.
Who are you?
Pot Valiant. Well, I'm just clarifying.
Valiant.
You're the one presenting
A pot of beer, Valiant, anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
And the last one that I really liked is to describe the after effects of a hangover. So the nausea, the headache, that horrid feeling, okay? The word is Katzenjammer. Katzenjammer.
Spell
so
it.
So he's an exact Katzen Jammer. Jammer.
So that sounds like a joke. Katzenjammer.
Katzenjammer. So an example is, and then he woke up and, oh, such a Katzenjammer.
Did Roald Dahl make that word up?
Did
you have a rough night last night where you were a bit jingled and now you're feeling Katzenjammered and this is your way
Sarah,
of letting us all know to go easy on you today?
Germanic roots and the direct translation of the word Katzenjammer is the cat's misery. Isn't that great? That's what Sarah's cats feel.
No, thanks for bringing to the
living
show.
Living with her. Thank you.
Thanks
cats
for the
and jammer.
English lesson.
It's oh, those two girls.
I wish I was jingled. Please. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Just something different. Now, you and I are very good friends.
Yes.
Dare I say it, best friends. We take great pride in telling people that not only are we best friends on air, but that continues off air. Mm. And we do spend a lot of time together, and that includes going shopping together. Now, the other day I had the privilege of going shopping with you, which is actually a rare occurrence because Lise does not like parting with a dollar.
No, I don't.
So I know when she wants to go shopping, this is going to be a good day.
Why do you enjoy seeing me spend my hard-earned money?
I don't know, but it does give me some kind of warm, fuzzy feeling in my...
Aaron, how dare you?
That's rude, isn't it?
We didn't ask for his input, did we?
We didn't. So we were at the Myer counter.
Yeah.
And Lee's had splurged $19.95 on an OPI nail polish. And as she was going to pay, the cashier said, "Do you have a Myer One card?" And Lee's started madly scrounging through her purse to no avail. There was no Myer card there.
I have a Myer One card. And I realised, you know when you're so efficient in your life that you actually do away with all cards and you have the app? So I knew that it was somewhere in my phone. I just didn't know which folder I'd put it in.
And I said, I butted in and said, "Well, don't worry. If she can't find it, I said to the lady, here, take mine."
No.
And I pulled out my Myer One card, which is the silver card, handed it over. Well, tried to hand it over before Lee's actually elbowed me in the ribs and said, "No, you're not having my points.
No.
I will take the points." And I said, "Lee's, it's only $19.
Yes, I'm better
just
off in my
just put it on my
account.
Card. I helped you buy the nail polish. I'm here with you as your support
so rude.
Person. And I had to embarrassingly put my card away. Lise did not share her Maya One points with me. And this is obviously the boundary of what I thought was a very firm lifelong friendship.
Well, I don't.
But you don't share points.
I don't befriend thieves. And you, my friend, are a points thief. You didn't even give me 60 seconds to go through my apps, even search my phone for it. And then you just claim it as your own. Hell no.
No, you ended up making that poor lady look up your old email address and then find you in the system.
Yes.
It would have been so much easier.
I'm not giving you my points.
Just to be gracious enough to let me.
No. You have a flyby's card?
Do I have a flyby's card?
Okay, so how would you feel, Aaron, if someone tried to get in on your flyby, like tried to present their card in lieu of yours?
Here's what I think's happened.
Mm.
Sarah doesn't like the uncomfortability of having a line of people behind her trying to pay.
No.
Bollocks.
And
she
Lise doesn't care.
That's right. Lise will make people work for her.
This is the thing. You opened this segment by saying that I don't often shop a lot. Mm. So you as my friend should encourage me in every sense of the word. And if there's a bonus to be had, such as a Maya points
accrued. I am the bonus going with you to shop with you. That was my payment for putting up with all the things that you say no to. When we are out shopping together, as it was, you walked away with bubble bath coloured nail polish.
It's a classic. That's a classic.
And I
also
got no points.
The fact that you have a silver Maya card is not something you should be proud of. That's like someone who spends big before the end of the tax year and goes, I'm going to save money. No, you're not. You're spending a dollar to save 30 cents. You're an idiot.
Lise, I told you that line. Don't throw it back at me.
It's anyway, those two girls.
Aaron, you and I will go shopping. I'll bring my Maya one.
Don't
you bring your flybys.
I'd love that.
It's a date.
Lise is an invite. Those two
girls. Regular listeners out there may remember Lise was on a huge push for the environment a few weeks ago. And you certainly got me on board. I've been using my Keep Cup whenever I order a takeaway coffee when I can remember. I even went and purchased a reusable silicone straw.
Oh, well done.
So I don't have to
put up with
do single-use
ones.
Plastic anymore, okay?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
so I feel like
you.
And you did that to me, Lise. You
Thank
did
you.
That.
I mean, I don't use Glad Wrap anymore.
Wow.
Nothing. Have not bought a roll of Glad Wrap, people.
I mean, you are so further. You've been quite quiet about it lately. So I'll just flash back to things you said in the past.
Our planet is dying. Like, it's not. Take your paper.
Okay,
and shove
hang
it.
On. We know you're a massive greenie at the moment.
Laugh it up. But I suggest none of you have children because they will not be able to have children. We'll all be dead. Okay, there you go. No insects. No bees. No bloody orangutans. Nothing. No green.
Okay. Okay. So that's what you said. Now, here's the thing.
I love hearing myself burr up.
That little tidbit of anger from you has found its way.
No insects, no bees,
has found its way to the ears of none other than Miley Cyrus.
Has it?
Well, I think so because she has come out swinging.
Like a wrecking ball?
Nice.
Saying that she won't be having kids until we can fix this planet. She's compared the way the planet and its resources have been depleted by humans over hundreds of years. She's been saying, we've been doing the same thing to the earth that we do to women. We just take and expect it to keep producing. It's exhausted. It can't produce. I refuse to hand that down to my child until I feel like my kid could live on an earth with fish in the water.
Mm.
And I'm not bringing in another person to deal
with that.
I
told you guys several weeks ago there's going to be no bloody orangutans, nothing. No bees.
We'll
no,
all be dead.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what I said. That's me. Look, I was right. And you know what? I was in Byron Bay a few weeks ago. Maybe Miley saw me, recognised me.
Yes.
And said, that's the girl who said that there'd be no bloody orangutans, no fish in the seas, no bees in the hives, no nothing. We're all dead. There.
The thing is, you did say to me off air, though, that all those plastic things that you bought, those like silicone lids to go over your food so you didn't have to use cling wrap, that they didn't work.
I hate them. I threw them in my dam.
Let's talk a little bit about Channing Tatum.
Ooh. Okay. I watched Step Up and Step Up 2, The Streets, the other night. I am so ready to talk about Channing.
Topical. What about the highly regarded cinematic masterpiece that is Magic Mike?
You know, I watched that on a plane.
And
you
Magic
had
Mike
convinced
Excel.
Me to watch that. I was on a plane to Cairns, a jam-packed plane, and I've never felt more uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty...
Sarah,
full-on.
Anyway, so Channing Tatum has unleashed
Ride it.
His
My pony.
He's unleashed his fury and his confusion about a very popular astrological app.
Oh, yeah, star signs, etc.
It's a star sign horoscope app that's really gaining a lot of momentum
out there. I love a bit of that.
So it
is Yagro about it?
Okay, so let me tell you about it. This app is called The Pattern, okay? You download it, you put in some pretty crucial information, your date of birth, obvs, your name, but more critically, your precise time of birth.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and from there... The app reveals things about your character traits, your life, your destiny, your relationships. Mm. It reveals it all. Now,
in other words, science.
Yes. So Channing has done this. He's downloaded the app, and he's taken to Twitter and absolutely lost it because he's saying things like, "How do you know everything you know about me, Patton? How do you know?" He said he spent thousands of dollars on therapy when really all he really needed to do was put his birth time into an app.
Okay, I wondered why you wanted to know my birth time. I'm assuming you're going to read out something pertaining to...
I have downloaded The Pattern, much like Channing, and I have pretended to be you.
Okay.
So I asked you for your time of birth. I've put everything in. What would you like to know first?
I don't know. Wow me with something.
Okay. So I'm going to go into work and public life.
Okay.
This is good radio.
I know.
Actually, no, I'm not going to go and work in public life. I'm going to go
Even
into...
Better radio.
No, I'm not going to go into...
Wow, listen to Lee's work.
Shivers, I forgot the bit that I wanted to go in, guys.
App that made Channing Tatum
It's okay,
angry.
Guys. There's this no other so show good. Live on air right now.
Okay, it says work and public life, Sarah.
Yeah.
You're intended to approach your work and public life intuitively and with a sense of adventure. Mm. Your mind should be allowed to roam freely and tackle many tasks and challenges.
That says nothing.
Obstacles won't be an issue for you, but stagnation maybe. You'd need variety and change in your routine. Hold on, where did it say that stuff about me?
That's all pretty run of the mill. I could get that out of the paper.
Guys, maybe I was in long-term ideal relationship. Here we go. In your long-term relationships, I count that as you and your husband, but also you and I. What works best is being with a partner who makes it easier for you to pursue your professional life.
Yes.
That is me, Sarah.
Yes,
ideally, this person has also found their own sacred calling.
Yes.
These types appreciate your uniqueness and laziness. They don't make you feel guilty for being lazy and for wanting the easy road. There's a mutual agreement that the relationship won't always come first.
What? This is odd. Can you please skip to you? Can you put your
That was me. Oh, no. So I'm just reading it as
what?
You.
Can what we is never this? Look at an app on air again? Can you? Like, do you have your date of birth to
it
put in?
It says that you're likable but misunderstood.
This app is misunderstood. Put your information in.
I don't have my information because I'm a second born child and my mother couldn't remember when I was born.
That's the only correct thing that you said in that entire segment.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sarah, my older sister Fred lives in Byron Bay. Okay, she's been there for many years, 15 years in fact. Lovely little community, and she has... let me paint
this
a picture.
This is a level of detail.
Oh,
you just wanted to say she was there before the Hemsworths. Made it cool. Cooler.
Yes, she was. Anyway, she has the pleasure of walking to work
I mean, that's
every morning.
That's not a pleasure.
It is in Byron. It's bloody not. Hell.
Like, I had to walk to work a few times and there was nothing pleasurable about
it. Well, it is in Byron. She works by the bloody beach. It's pleasurable, okay? If I say it's pleasurable, it's pleasurable. Anyway, so she's walking to work innocent, okay?
Innocent.
Minding her business, okay? She's a corporate professional. She's dressed as neat as a pin in a pretty frock, looking like just beautiful. What,
fresh off the prairie?
Fresh off the prairie. Okay, she has her designer sunglasses on and she's on her way to work. All of a sudden, an attack to the side of her face. Hey. Something hits her so hard. The designer sunglasses fly off her face, land on the concrete in front of her, snap in half, and she's holding the side of her face going, oh, my God, a bird has flown into me, right? She's thinking, she said it was so hard, she was almost dazed from it. She couldn't see clearly. She's like, holy crap, a bird
must have been jingled.
No.
Sarah, no one is still listening from when we said that jingle thing at 6 a.m. Now it doesn't make sense.
It just means tipsy.
5 a.m, okay? So she's holding the side of her face going, where is that bird? Where is that bird? Ouch. Then, then her vision comes back and out of the corner of her eye, she sees a vehicle. Okay, and there's a gentleman that's come out of the car who is walking towards her in a thick Italian accent. He's saying, oh, I'm so sorry. That wasn't very Italian.
That was Korean. Okay.
I'm very sorry, very sorry, very. And she's trying to put two and two together going, I thought it was a bird that hit me. Now there's an Italian man saying, I'm so sorry.
Is he the bird?
He's not. He wasn't flying. She realizes that the Italian man was on a paper round. Okay, so he's driving his car and throwing newspapers out the window. She got hit at point blank range by a giant newspaper.
It wasn't really point blank range.
Well, it like, was.
He
Sarah.
Didn't come up to her and thwack her across
well,
the skull
just
with
about
it.
Did Sarah? He threw it out of the window. It slapped her square in the face.
That would hurt.
And she said it was so painful, and he didn't realize that. He did it. Broken sunglasses. She was very miffed. People on the streets stopped and were like, are you okay?
Wow.
And she said it was highly embarrassing.
So what did she say to him?
She said, don't come any closer. She said, I don't know why I was so angry at him because it was obviously
a terrible error.
A terrible mistake and something he didn't intend. But she said, I was pissed off.
Only these things, I thought these things only happened to you.
No, they only happened to my
sister. But it seems to just run in your family.
It is like...
And so your sister is now bearing the brunt of the family lineage as well.
Yeah.
Do you have a paper run? Do you get a paper delivered?
No.
I do.
Do you?
It really makes me feel like I'm on top of my life. I get the weekend papers.
But you pay for that.
I pay for it.
I would never pay for that. What? Why would you pay for it?
And no one actually cares. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Tell us more about that app, please.
It was really going to shed some incredible light. That was terrible. What was he going on
is
about?
It sponsored content?
No, it's not sponsored content at all. I'm sure.
Yeah, Magic Mike starring in Astrology Adam soon. You.
I don't know. I thought he was going to say more stuff about you, Sarah. Anyway, I'm sorry for that. I've since deleted the app.
Good. I bet. It's got all my personal information in it. That's great. Thank you so much. I think those things are just a good way of getting people's details. You had to put in my date of birth, my time of birth, and where I was born. Excellent.
Medicare number.
Yeah, wow. Thank you so much.
So what are they going to do with it?
Nothing. Oh, I don't know. A little bit of identity theft.
No. It's a well-known app.
That's right. I never put in my real name on those things anyway. My what real name last you put name.
In? Oh.
Never do it. Never. I'm too savvy.
Oh, God.
Oh, not really.
No.
But anyway, still in holiday mode.
Very much on holiday
mode. We could tell from this show.
Yeah, I really think we could. Plus, you know, I stayed up watching the Federer Djokovic match 2 nights ago, and I still don't think I've recovered.
What?
I do. It was such a late night. It was a 5-hour game. That was stupid when we're doing a show at this time of day. So I haven't caught up
yet. Do
you
know what movie Dane and I watched last night?
Step Up 2, because Wills and I watched it.
No. We watched Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, good movie.
It's actually really good. People were booing it.
Oh, no.
I thought it was great. And, you know, it really just like, because I lived in Singapore for 4 months.
That's right. When you were faux Asian.
When I was Spasian, yeah.
Yeah. When she was a real model.
Not a fake model.
No.
Anyway, it was great. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
What? You know who I loved in Crazy Rich Asians? The sidekick with the peroxide blonde hair.
Sidekick.
She was so awesome. Funny. And she was in Ocean's 8 too, which I watched and was sorely disappointed with.
I haven't watched that yet.
Do you know
what I'm going to watch with Dane tonight? Oh, no, he's not. No, I can't do that. But we'll next time. Game Night. Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, Game Night. Right.
Are we genuinely going around telling each other what we will and won't watch tonight?
Also, are you up to speed on Handmaids?
Not yet.
Holy
no,
dooly,
I've got
strap
to,
yourself in
I've got
for
to
episodes
do those
7 and 8.
Wills and I have gotten down this, we're in this Mexican phase of television.
Hola.
So we started watching a series on Netflix called Yankee, which is obviously set
so
in Mexico,
Mexican.
About a gringo, okay?
Yeah.
Who goes in. And now Netflix is just throwing up all these Mexican, Colombian, Spanish, all these dramas, and we are heavily invested.
Marcos.
Haven't watched that one yet. Watched Playing with Fire. But nothing annoys me more than the foreign Netflix shows that are dubbed. I hate the dubbing. Just let them speak in their natural tongue. I'm okay to read.
Just want to confirm, when I asked if we were going down the route of are we talking about what...
Was that a rhetorical question?
No, it was a real question.
Oh, I think and, people like recommendations.
Yeah, maybe we do a separate podcast. Netflix chat.
Fine. End it then.
Good. We're always wanting to do more content.
Are we? No. We really struggle with the radio show content today.
I'm looking for apps to talk about tomorrow.
Anyway.
All right, bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.